Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, there are some things to complain, you know, about, I guess, I don't know, but would you believe that, would you, you know, I don't like complaining, but just listen here. People are getting on to Michelle Obama, okay, the first lady, and they're getting on her on the president. And I mean, there's just some things you're just like, really?
All right.
They're complaining and just saying things that the president and Miss Obama, the first lady, Michelle Obama, don't socialize enough. They don't party, they don't socialize enough. And you're thinking, are you kidding me? I mean, when you see senseless, I mean, when you see people make senseless attacks that just don't make any sense whatsoever, you kind of just throw, you know, it's like you want to just disregard everything there. You know what I mean? It makes every other real statement that you're saying put in question. You're like, well, I thought you were right, your perspective, and then you came with this off the wall comment here. It's like, I have to reevaluate your judgment process here. But yeah, she just gave an interview not too long ago with a Vogue magazine, and she said that that her and the president were very straightforward. That before moving from Chicago to Washington when he won the presidency, when they came there in 2009, that their family, and you know, including their two young daughters, would be their priority. And you know, she stresses in that article that, you know, the pressures of the White House are so real that they prefer to spend, you know, their free time with their daughters, who are now Malia and Sasha, 14 and 11. I mean, these girls have grown up right before the country. But I mean, kudos to them. You know what I mean? Kudos to them. That they value family and they value spending time with their children. I mean, today it just seems like so many people rather leave a child behind than to take a child with them. And children are seen as, you know, sometimes as a nuisance and not the blessing that they are. And so I think that they've really done a good job, it appears, in really just being, you know, he's always talking about his daughters and they're talking about the things that they have to do with them. And she says our job is first and foremost to make sure our family is whole. I think that's a pretty good value. I think that's a pretty good high value, that our job is first and foremost to make our family whole. Sometimes people get so caught up in their job, it could be even a good job, a great job, that they neglect the ones that are right around them, that are so, you know, important to them. She says, you know, we have small kids and they're growing every day, and it's important for them to make them their priority. And I just thought that was great. I don't believe, you know, that pressure is merited on them for them to go out and socialize and what, I guess, party. I don't know. But glad to know that they are parents, that no matter what position of power and pressure and the things they have going on, that, you know, because people can easily justify, I have an important job to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's called kids. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Takes time. Takes time. It takes patience.
A lot of effort.
And a lot of effort to parent, you know, to be a good parent. And you want to make sure that you're investing in your children. And one of the most powerful ways that you can do that is to raise them up in the fear of the Lord, to raise them up in the things of God, to model for them the ways of the Lord, and to be there for them, it's just really, really powerful. I'm so encouraged by the years that we have done the Next Step and Outback and the camping trips, and how we've just connected so many parents with their children together. I mean, it's just been such a wonderful, wonderful, I mean, years, over a decade of just planting and sowing and facilitating the opportunity of what Malachi tells us, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the father. And we've seen it. We've seen it with our own eyes. And it's just so, so, so cool and very, very encouraging. Very, very encouraging.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.